The Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee.
Let that day be darkness. Let not God regard it from above, neither let the light shine upon it. Is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning.
Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine.
Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways.
With clouds he covereth the light, and commandeth it not to shine by the cloud that cometh betwixt.
Dost thou know when God disposed them, and caused the light of his cloud to shine?
By his neesings a light doth shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning.
He maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary.
Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. To the chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm or song. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
To the chief musician upon Shoshanim Edith, a psalm of Asaph.
Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved.
Wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart.
Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes.
Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine.
Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge.
Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear, figured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ,
that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by their sorceries were all nations deceived. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did light in it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.